and be happy and content because of the warmth, and also it is absolutely safe because there are big plate glass windows in which they can see out all around them what is going on. Well, Mr. Bowd, I'd like to introduce you. I see that Dr. Quirebell is coming along, who is our medical administrator, and perhaps he can tell you of the medical work which is done here and some of the physiotherapy treatment.
Well, good afternoon, Dr. Quirebell. It must be quite a problem running an unusual centre like this.
Well, our work's been changing as tuberculosis has gone down, and our problems are more complicated now. And what we've been trying to do is to take the problem of each child individually and sort out what's wanted both on the physical treatment side and from the educational point of view, and by working on a team basis to bring the different aspects together. With certain of the children now, we need additional services like speech therapy. And in addition, we do try and get a full psychological test on each child, because then we know more clearly what the child's capabilities are likely to be.
Well, thank you very much, Doctor. And now, I should think by now, Rex Palmer's in the pool, so back to Rex Palmer and the pool.
Well, Kathy, you've got me into this treatment bag, all right, haven't you?
Yes.
With these very small boys here. There's Alan, isn't there, and Billy, and Christopher.
Yes.
Alan, where do you come from, dear?
Yorkshire.
From Yorkshire, do you? Yes. And Billy, where do you come from?
From Pakistan.
From Pakistan, do you? That's a long way away, and much warmer than here, I expect. And what about you, Christopher?
I come from a new school.
From a new school?
Yes.
Whereabouts? Never mind.
I'm at Harrison.
Oh, I see. And have you been here long?
No.
In about how many weeks?
Only 4 weeks.
4 weeks, have you? Yes, I see. Well, splash around. Well, now, I shall have to go soon, children. So I'm going to say goodbye. 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 And I must say goodbye to you, my dear, because you've got to go back, I know, to school, haven't you?
Yes.
And thank you so much for showing me around this lovely place and introducing me to all these interesting people. So goodbye, Kathy.
Goodbye.
Goodbye for now. And now we're going over to the distinguished son of the founder of the Chailey heritage, Commander Anthony Kimmins.
Well, I've had a lot of exciting things happen to me in my life, but the thing I'm proudest of above all is that I happen to be the son of the founder of the heritage. I shall never forget how this started. I, of course, only a tiny kid at the time. It was way back at the beginning of the century. Mother had gone along. She used to run a thing called the Guild of the Very Poor Things in Southwark. And on the way along one day, she saw three crippled children playing about in the road. And being a very interfering person as she was, she got out to inquire about these, thought it was very dangerous and playing in this crowded street. And the parents said, well, they got nowhere else than to play. So she said, well, could she take them down to Sussex for the weekend? Which she did with a great friend of hers called Alice Reddy, my godmother. And they took these three down to a little cottage in Rotherfield, where they stayed for the weekend that summer. The next year, it was a question of 10 for 10 days. And then she said, right, she was going to go right ahead with this. And she found in the heart of Sussex, right by the Chailey windmill with its big yew tree beside it, which is the exact center of Sussex, there she found a disused workhouse, which after a lot of trouble she bought, and the work from that grew and grew until eventually she had 360 all the year round. Well, Mother went on, and she was a great, tremendous driving force. If ever there was a sense of a feeling of a really dictatorship, here was it, because in her lifetime she formed this enormous colony for crippled children. Had it been a question of committees and all the rest of it, of course it could never have been done, but she knew what she wanted. She was out every morning by 6 o'clock, and she was, without exception, the greatest beggar in the world. Of course, now, since Mother's death, Chailey's been taken over by National Health, and it's run by wonderful people. Of course, times have changed, and that's only one thing hasn't changed at all. The spirit of Chailey. First of all, the thing that the motto of the place, Litus Sorte Mea, happy in my lot, and the big sign across the door with the boys carpentry shops, men made here. That's the spirit of Chile. And above all is a spiritual help that these children get, apart from everyone being given the chance of finding the best craft for their particular affliction. Everything is bound together in one glorious thing, this beautiful chapel, where the singing has always been something people come from all over the world to hear. And thank heavens, however things have changed now, if you come to Chile any Sunday, you will still hear that same glorious respect for the service and for the singing and everything else that happened in Mother's Day, and that I know would make her happier now than anything else.